And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on Podunk Radio and on Podbean also. Justin McPatch is here at Oceanside Pub in beautiful Jensen Beach. It's hot as balls out. That's okay. Good show tonight. Awesome stuff. Great band. Spicoli's playing. We had, you're going to have Break the Hero later, Playing with Blood, OSF. But we have a newish, and I say newish because they're very new, all-female band in the area, which is awesome because, hey, who doesn't like that? And actually really good sound. You might have heard of them because I think Mad Dog was talking about it not too long ago. And that would be the Menstruals. So say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
I like that. Oh, hey. Hi. So what's up? How you guys doing? Are you guys excited? Like, you guys, this is like the second show you played in 2 days.
Yeah. Pretty exhausted.
Pretty fucking tired.
Hungover.
Yeah. Were you all drinking all night?
Last night, yeah, until 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that's about West Palm.
Yeah.
If you're used to being... You guys live on a Treasure Coast?
We live in Fort Pierce.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
Hutchinson, yeah.
Oh, you live on the island.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, island.
Surfer, come on.
You guys are surfer? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I should have known by the tone. It was kind of garage surf rock a little bit.
That's exactly what we're going for.
There you go. So, the Menstruals, what a name.
Yeah.
So, I heard that, I'm like, okay, there's got to be a gimmick, which I love. I love gimmicks. And see people just driving up. This is awesome. It happens in the parking lot here. No, it happens all the time. Where did the idea for the name, the Menstruals, come from?
We just got together and started throwing stuff around, random names, and we just thought it was hilarious.
It kind of goes along with the whole sort of feminist thing, because, I mean, we're all, I don't know, I guess we would say we're pretty feminist. I think every woman is, so a little bit, you know, to an extent, but we just love that boys squirm when anyone says menstrual or like period.
I think it's like gross, and we just think it's so funny. I like to watch people cringe, like when we play PMS and I just say like blood is everywhere and get the faces like, yeah, like I'm saying that.
Like, it's vulgar. I mean, Welcome to Womanhood, which is the name of our first album, but seriously, like, I don't know, it's a normal thing.
It's a normal thing for us, but like every like man thinks it's like a gross thing, but like it's not that gross to us, but...
Well, no, I guess it's like an every month thing, so it's part of it. I go with the guy thing. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like I acknowledge it, and then I'm like, don't want to talk about it, but I acknowledge it. You do whatever you need to do, and I'm over here with chocolate.
Yeah, we want to talk about it. We want to make people squirm when we talk about it.
Well, that's cool. Introduce yourselves, by the way.
I'm Gwen. I do vocals and occasional drums.
I'm Miranda Spinweber, and I'm the drummer and occasional guitarist.
Ren and I play guitar.
What, no occasional anything else?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
When I feel like it.
When you feel like it. No, they're all sassy. I like that. No, yeah, no, you guys are cool. So how long have you guys been playing? Like,
Probably like 6 or 7 months.
You guys just said, fuck it, we'll make a band?
Yeah, I actually met Ren at the first Brian Jackson Music Festival. She'd only been here for like 4 days, and I met her in the line for the bathroom because it was so long, because ladies barely get any bathrooms and it takes forever. And I was like, hey, like, I've never seen you around. Like, what's up? And then somehow we got on the subject of like always wanting to have an all-girl punk band. And I was like, no way. Like, my girlfriend plays drums and like Ren happens to play guitar or whatever. So we just like made it happen from there.
Now we're here. Brian Jackson, I was there. You know that trailer behind the stage? That's where I was.
Yeah.
Doing interviews mostly. And hanging out outside of the... Actually, it wasn't hot out. No, it was January, so it was nice. I'm going to miss that. But yeah, no, it's awesome. I think that's cool, and it's nice to have a new, fresh band around because I know every band, so it's like after a while, it's like, okay, what's new? And then Mad Dog and Bailey were talking about, hey, there's this all-girl band playing, and I'm like, really? What's their name? Menstruals. I'm like, I see. Because you got to remember, we had not too long before that a band called Jesus's Penises.
Oh.
That was a nice little weird punk show we had here at Oceanside. So at this point, I'm like, I'm not shocked. All kinds of names. That's fine. So I'm like, cool. And then they talked about it, and I saw some pictures Bo had on Facebook, which you guys are very social media, so that's cool. And I'm like, cool. Maybe they'll play, you know, over here somewhere. And then I found out you guys were playing this show. Because I interviewed Break the Hero like last week, and I know those guys. So I'm like, cool, I'll actually get to hear you guys. And then I found out you guys were playing Flaunt. And I'm like, well, shit, they've already fucking made it. No, for real, because around here, this is like going to be a good turnout. It's Joe Dyer's birthday. Break the Hero is a pretty good band around here. They've been here forever, scene-wise. So it's going to be a good turnout. Font is like, you know, not Fort Pierce. It is not the Treasure Coast. It's fucking West Palm. And that's a big fucking area. If you, especially if you grew up down here, you know that's the place. Respectables is huge. So playing Flaunt, which is like their big indie Thursday night, 20-something, you know, party night, because I used to go back when I was in high school before it was called Flaunt. And that was back then, of course, it was all still the goth stuff and the 90s alternative was still kind of going. So how was that? I mean, was that sweet or...
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Really good turnout. We played with Bonnie Riot, and they were an awesome show.
Very, very helpful band. I mean, we're still young and new into this whole playing as a band type thing, so they had a lot of, you know, great words of wisdom for us, which was super awesome. And, I mean, it was great. We got a lot of free beer from a lot of really cool people that wanted to buy us beer. And, yeah, we danced a lot, and the music was awesome. Bonnie Riot was great. I think that we played really well. And
the crowd was really...
It was a crowd thing. They like you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, the crowd. They were dancing. They were stoked. They were clapping. I mean, it was really, really fun to have that, you know, come back at us.
Good. No, no. What do you think after you got completely drunk and hungover today?
It was fun.
I love her. She's awesome. She's like, yeah.
She's our most charismatic one.
Sure. Yeah.
All the tattoos speak for her. They're like, oh, well, she's very colorful. Yeah. I only have two, so I'm nobody. No, I think it's cool. I think you guys are good, and I like the sound. I played it last night on the show, so hopefully it was very, like I said, kind of garagey. I like that, though, you know, because the problem now is you guys did the whole album yourself, right? You said you recorded it with your phone or something.
Just in our living room, just on my iPhone 4. She's like, let's just record this, and it turned out not so bad.
Well, no, that's good, because in this day and age, like, this show proves it. I mean, I've been doing this for 5 years with no budget.
Yeah. Right.
And it's totally DIY, and I think that's good, especially if you're like a punk type band. That I like that, because I want there to be a throwback.
Right.
Because people were like, oh, because it's not on the regular radio now. We didn't have a rock station until just recently again with the Shark. But people are like, oh, punk's dead. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? I'm like...
Just like skateboarding's dead. Just like...
Oh, people still... I still see...
On. It's like, it's everywhere.
Right. And on Podunk, the station that I'm on, it's all punk rock from all over. You know, Texas, here, Ireland... So it's cool that, you know, punk is still obviously kicking. It's just underground where it's kind of always been hidden out. So what are you guys planning on doing now? You guys played tonight. You guys played last night. And I know that one of you all is moving, and then you got some shows you're coming back for. So what's the game plan next?
Game plan is to move to Chicago and just, like, really buckle down and start to play a whole bunch of shows there. We really just want to start going on tour. And, like, do that forever and always. Just always be, like, a little band tour, surf tour, skate tour, you know.
Can't surf in Chicago.
You can. You can surf.
You can surf the lake.
Surf videos from there. And it looks a little intimidating. It looks rough around the edges. But, I mean, I've lived in California. I've surfed all over the world, and I love it. And I want to surf a lake. Come on. I want to be, like... in 5mm wetsuit head to toe and look like a little seal out there. Like, absolutely.
Well, you just don't worry about sharks and lakes, so that's good. Yeah.
I don't know what else lives there. I mean, does anything live in that fucking water?
It's cold. Yeah, it's too cold for that in Chicago.
You just gotta watch out for icebergs or something.
I think that's cool, though. I think that's good. Chicago is definitely... Chicago and Indiana are totally different than Florida.
Yeah.
I miss rude people.
You miss the rude people? Not everybody's nice in Florida.
A lot of people are really old and senile here and just, like, crabby.
Maybe they just like hugging because they're nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or they're really friendly face.
That's probably... I don't know. I don't even work here. I found this on the side of the road. No, I think it's cool. I think you guys got a good thing going, and I hope it works out. And, you know, it kind of sucks that you're not going to be in Florida, considering I just started.
Yeah.
But, no, it's good, you guys. And within the small amount of time that you guys have been playing, you guys are already doing Flaunt. You're already going to be in Chicago and try to do that scene, which I think you guys will do fine. That's good. I mean, a lot of people don't start out so quick. So, you know, you guys... I mean, you already took off here. You guys met the right people. You knew, you know, everybody. Because this is a very tight-knit little area here in the Treasure Coast. But there are a lot of good bands and stuff, so that's good. Well, hell, I got nothing. What else you guys want to promote stuff? What do you got?
Well, you should just look for us on Facebook. We're facebook.com/theminstrels. We have an Instagram that's also called The Minstrels. Just basically Google The Minstrels and we'll probably pop up. And look for us. We might have an upcoming show at Churchill's in Miami. We got asked to play, so we're waiting for a booking date, and that should be hopefully sometime late August.
Churchill's is old school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're stoked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, another person says stoked besides me. Awesome.
We're surfer skaters, whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. I got a skateboard. I'm not very good. My buddy with the mohawk in there, he skateboards. Yeah. Bandcamp. You're on Bandcamp.
Oh, Bandcamp. Yeah. Yeah, that's an important one. Bandcamp, we're there.
It's the Minstrels 666.
Hail Satan.
Yeah, but we have a show Halloween night at St. Lucie Inn in Fort Pierce.
We do.
And if I wasn't already going to the horror convention...
There's going to be blood everywhere.
You guys are...
Big Halloween thing planned, so...
You guys big Halloween fans?
Yeah.
See, and they like podcasting, so they already sold me. This is awesome. Everybody check out The Minstrels. Please do that. Very awesome. Nice girls, ladies. I'm an old man. And they support music, and they're definitely cool, so definitely check them out. And do your own thing, people. Quit listening to stupid shit and have fun. Bye. McPatch is out. Oh, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Woo! And go to shows.
Cool.